Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name's Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Trevon Edwards, and Julio Gotti. Maybe we'll find out what his real name is later in the show. Maybe we'll know. We got a great one for you guys today. We got to talk about Righteous Gemstones. It's back. We got to talk about Juneteenth. We got to talk about losing your swag, even if it's a momentary one. I think you guys are going to really enjoy that conversation and so much more. But first, before we get into it, I got to remind everybody, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content, the overwatches, the overtimes, the watch-alongs for Cinephobe, the Discord access, the OG podcast and so much more. You definitely want to be in on that. Remember, if you are a Patreon member, you get this podcast all in completion up front. If you are a Patreon member at a certain level, I believe, you will get the Cinephobe episodes with no ads. I know some of y'all have been complaining about too many ads. You want ad-free experience? Patreon is where it's at. Make sure you're locked in. Patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get to the show.
Hey, so it's Juneteenth, y'all. What y'all doing in y'all respective towns and cities? Is it parades? Is it parties?
I'm doing a podcast with my friends.
Hey, man, that's how you celebrate it. You feel
but
me?
But do they do shit in Philly, Jar, for Juneteenth?
I mean, niggas cook out. There's festivals and shit, but it's too wild outside, bro. I ain't going anywhere.
Right. Now I just didn't know like which American cities do niggas really have, like,
no, there's a ton of shit here. Like, there's festivals. There was a parade yesterday. A lot of stuff happened on Saturday and Sunday. I don't understand why they just didn't have it on Monday, but they probably did that because fucking companies still ain't giving it. Everybody ain't really got off, so they like, yo, we gonna let y'all niggas celebrate.
Right, it ain't King Day yet, niggas. You can't have.
But to be honest, be honest, right? If shit was closed today, would you be mad? I would.
Yeah, low key.
Because I got shit.
Shit's closed though?
Shit. I want to do food.
Well, yeah, I'd be mad because they don't even fucking close for like fucking holidays that we've been celebrating for like 100 fucking years now.
But some they do. Some of them be having weird hours.
What holiday they close for?
Bro, they be doing weird hours. Right.
Even on Christmas, them motherfuckers close at 6.
Yeah, they close this. They close at whatever time on Thanksgiving, but they open at like 1 a.m. on Friday, so they basically fucking open on Thanksgiving.
Here in Atlanta, but we got a Juneteenth party on every goddamn corner, boy. Everybody.
I already know Atlanta.
Ain't no stores open down this motherfucker.
Hey, yo, shout out to the A, man, because they did not Juneteenth. They did not Martin Luther King Juneteenth. I didn't see any wild flyers going around with Judy, you know what I'm saying? With like Harriet Tubman and them like on the flyers. Hey,
doing the tomahawk chop for the FSU.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be worried about y'all.
I seen a plethora of t-shirts though from these like clothing brands.
Plethora.
Like, niggas have t-shirted me out the game with like all the black brands for Juneteenth. I'm like, all right, man, that's cool. Like, I don't need 60 t-shirts though, bro. Like,
this is like what are the black brands? Like, they got Sean John Juneteenth jersey or whatever.
Online, you know, it's like niggas that have online brands, all you know, what I'm saying, around everywhere.
Culture Kings and shit,
With some sort of online brand that they want, like Rick Ross to wear or something.
The more Instagram to send me targeted ads for.
A
picture with Dwayne Wayne on the front of it with his glasses flipped up that say Happy Juneteenth on his hat.
Exactly.
Now, that's funny though, Trey. That's a good question. Would you be mad if things were closed? And I think like my answer is yes. Like I like it to be a vacation for me, but nobody else. I said this in 2020. Like, it shouldn't be a vacation for white people.
It's the same thing about fucking barbers, right? Niggas think that barbers are not supposed to have days off or some shit. Or like, man, this nigga, he talking about family vacation. Nigga, I need
Sundays
to get my
and haircut. Mondays. Dog, Sundays and Mondays. That's we gave those to you guys. Like barbers, like get Tuesday through Saturday, you owe us, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I wish
did that get decided?
Open on Monday.
Streets.
Right.
The streets.
They kept getting their ass beat for being off on Fridays and Thursdays. And then Monday, they was like, good.
Maybe it's like a national thing where they make the most money on Friday, Saturday.
Absolutely.
Come on, Trayvon.
I don't think that's the ideal answer for it, but I want to.
Why isn't it? Niggas go out on Friday and Saturday.
Right. Niggas all black, Jesus.
Here's the thing.
See?
Hey, you asked for it, Trey.
I did, but I put it in there. My facts is facts. Jerv, be sure to tweet that out. You know what I'm saying? Under the bomb account. No cap.
You're going to have to change your Instagram. the next one got to be.
Bro, why you?
I got you. Damn, y'all making me work today. Fucking Juneteenth with y'all funky ass.
Without getting into any detail, that's a wild thing that you're doing. That's a wild thing you're doing over there, man. Not to be detailed, I'm trying to be vague, but every time I see it, I'm like, what the hell is he? He's like a different person, man.
You should be switching it up, man.
Oh, shit. Like I said, man, white people don't deserve to have Juneteenth off.
It's like, it's like Cinco de Mayo, like
that was literally the quote on the show last year.
Right. Like, everything should be open. Yeah.
It's going to be Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly. We celebrating it. Everything else is open. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Kind of celebrate. It was funny. So I went to,
That'd be kind of racist. That'd be a little racist because certain shit going to be closed. Certain other shit ain't going to be open.
Like, right.
The burrito stand going to be open, but the taco stand.
What y'all think about this? I was at a Juneteenth event yesterday. And I seen this black girl walking up with her white boyfriend. They was holding hands, walking into the event.
This came up in a different group chat. I'm not gonna say this person's name, but the person has himself a significant other who is of the Caucasian persuasion.
Damn.
And he asked the question. Not another caucus. The question presented was, can I stroll into the Juneteenth celebration holding her hand freely? And they said, hey man, you don't have to worry about them people. And his response was, them people is y'all.
Hey, you got low key
celebrator.
You gotta be on your Umar, man. You gotta leave your white wife or your white husband at home, man.
Bring them out. Man.
Yo, imagine if you brought your white wife or your white husband to a Juneteenth celebration and you look up and Dr. Umar is sitting right there. how ass would that be?
Right. Squinting at him.
Dr. Umar's movie review was amazing, by the way.
But look, what's the ultimate goal of Dr. Umar and them folks? It's to basically, at the end of the Matrix, they want to put your hand in somebody else and turn them into one of you, right? So shit, show off to Dr. Umar. If you got your white wife or white husband, bring her up to the cookout and show everybody what you done, man. You done converted this motherfucker to the real life, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So shit, salute to y'all. It's not necessary for everybody. But hey, man, if they coming to the cookout, man, give them a hug, show them love, you feel me?
And we also forgiving as black people, too. So
come on.
Niggas ain't going to be like, hey, bro. Might make their slick comment like,
It won't be no issues, but you will get these jokes.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get jokes.
Somebody's definitely going to ask who made the potato salad a little louder.
Exactly. Just to
make sure we all good over here.
Grandma going to flame fuck out you. Don't even worry about that. It's Gossip City.
That shit comes with a territory. Right.
That's what, okay, I'll have an addendum to my original statement. Don't bring your white significant other if they don't have thick skin. Because if they thin skin, they for sure feel the heat. But if they cool and they can take the jokes and the looks and all that, like, because like you said, Trey, like, niggas is accepting by and large. We going, you know what I'm saying, we put our arms around you. Like, fuck it. Right. You know, you wasn't the slave owners. You know what I'm saying? Come on down.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
But if you get too a little, if you know what I'm saying, you start feeling away, it might be a long day for you.
Mm-hmm. We will get these jokes off.
Because one thing we will do, we realize we getting to you. We will keep that shit going right.
Niggas gonna
way.
Keep. Yeah, niggas gonna raise the flames. Niggas gonna stand in flames, bro.
Niggas gonna sound the alarm like, got one. Here we go.
Right. You could be even like, even if she bad as hell or he the most handsome, attractive man in the world, you gonna get them jokes, man. No matter what.
Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe, man. Yo, if Michael Jordan could have like 5 years of being mocked for crying at a very emotional ceremony, everybody could get it, bro. There's nobody in the history of this whole thing.
What is this video? Sorry, that Trey just sent with Russell Simmons screaming.
Somebody said, bro, you was right. You said on the pod years ago. I just dropped the video there. So I'm gonna say, if you listen to the pod in the past, you'll know what I'm talking about. That nigga crazy.
Hold on, bro. Look at this Photoshop shit. Is that the same message? Because that's Photoshop, bro.
Here, I'll unarchive it so you can go through it.
No, that's cool. I'm not gonna do all that. That's just Photoshop.
Go through it.
No, that's cool, dog.
What's Photoshop?
He talking about the screenshot of my cousin saying that.
Oh,
that was everything Trey was manufacturing over there when he was fucking when he timed out on niggas.
Bro, I'm not lying about that.
What
bro.
Is he screaming? I want to know what he's screaming, cause that matter.
Yeah, that definitely matter what he's screaming.
Is it muted? They won't let us hear. I was like, I thought it was something wrong with my phone.
Hold on, let me see if y'all want me to see if I can play it. Well, I can. Should I play it here?
Yeah, play it, but it's not. There's no volume.
Yes, it's muted.
Yeah.
That's whack.
That's whack as hell, because he could be rapping one of Run DMC shits for all we know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's muted. Never mind. Ain't no point.
Even if you're muted, the curse is there.
All right.
Also, the screenshots are like 800 messages from her and him saying, okay and good.
The screenshots never reveal what people think they reveal.
Bro, I'll say that. Go to that.
Give us more info, Aoki Lee. We fuck with you, sis, but give us some more.
Give me some more.
The people have not had enough.
Give me some more.
Yo, by the way, speaking of weird screenshots, did I send it to you guys in the chat of the girl saying like the dude saw her profile on Bumble and then found her Facebook profile. And then just flooded her with messages.
I don't think you sent it to her, but I saw it on Twitter though.
Dog, I was laughing. This dude like says, hey, Kelsey, okay, all right, this is gonna sound crazy, but just hear me out. And she's like, okay. And then he proceeds to send 10 minutes of voice notes.
I thought she was about to say something else.
Dog, 10 minutes of voice. No, it would have been better if he just sent the dick pic. Trust me. Because he sends 10 minutes of voice notes talking about, yo, I saw your profile on Bumble and I thought you were really cool, so I had to reach out to you because you use the shrug emoji, not like the one in the thing, but you know, the old school one where you do the text like this or whatever. And I thought, oh man, pretty girls like that would never be cool like that. And he goes, I'm talking about 10 minutes talking about you know what I do? I'm an entertainer. I do this. I go blah, blah, blah. And he's talking mad fast, like someone who's either reading a script or has done this a million times. And it's just crazy shit. I'm like, yo. So anyways, I'm going to hit you back. I'm going to take a walk in the park and feed these ducks. Mr. and Mrs. Duckington, they just had a baby. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga, man? But the crazy thing is, she's like, yo, let me get... He sends 10 minutes of voice notes, and her response is, let me get this straight. You saw my profile, and you decided to fucking find me? So she posts it and says, has this ever happened to anyone else? And I'm thinking she's asking people, like, does this kind of crazy shit happen to y'all, too? All these girls start responding, it's the same nigga doing the same routine over and over again. Dog, it's nuts, man.
Damn.
It is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Because you could tell this dude really thought he was cooking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I like animals. Dogs above cats. If you're a cat person, I'm sorry. I'm sure your cat is okay. But I personally think the dogs are like, dog, who are you? You talking to someone who unsolicited didn't ask to talk to you, bro.
Damn, bro. Salute to my boy out there, man. Get well soon, bro. Can't be doing that out here to you folks, bro.
Trey's gonna be doing Black Jesus research. He's not even tapped into the
podcast. Right. Yeah, he's looking for collaborating. Zales.
Yo, I'm on the pod live.
Wow. Oh, man, I told bro.
Hey. Oh, man. That's rude as hell.
My nickname at the South. I mean, he didn't hear two words you said.
Bro, that's rude as fuck, Black Jesus.
That's what he's been doing the whole time.
Hey. You heard him? You heard what he said?
Man, hell no.
We're 44 minutes into the pod, and you want us to believe that this was just organic? That this is no.
Texting, hey, man, I'm about to hit you up.
You said what?
Coach Lawson.
See?
He's reading the script that you sent
to
him.
You're reading the script. Hey, they don't believe I used to be called that. I was talking about how I changed my name to Black Trey. I was like, I could live up to that name, Black Jesus. Bro. So
it's all about Trayvon, I see.
He got main character syndrome like a motherfucker.
He got called Black Jesus one time, and now he just wants to keep talking about it for the rest of his life.
I'm going to call you after the show, man.
Hey, Jerv, it's funny because we were talking about times when you got the cool knocked out your walk and the rest of your day was fucked up.
This shit is fucking my day up.
We watching it happen to Trey live right now.
Live cool, man.
Juju said.
Also, Juju, I love the Lou Williams in the back.
Hold up. I missed the gym.
Trey whole fucking shit is fucked up.
What did he say? I missed the joke. Day. I'm not pleased with this. This is ass. I need to catch them all.
He said, here we go with that drunk coach on. That dude sound like that. Yeah, man, you Black Jesus. Stumbling around like Franklin in the snowfall finale.
Like Bernie Mac on board the rim.
Oh my God. Y'all niggas stupid.
I'm going to tell you why. I don't even know who that person was you called, Trey.
That was Curtis. You know Curtis.
He had the low cut and everything. I'm like, nigga, Jesus didn't have a low cut.
That's what made me start going. I mean, because I'm like, the low cut, like that was some signifier. Like Jesus had long hair, nigga. What?
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Y'all niggas is stupid. Y'all some assholes, man. Leave that man Trayvon alone, man. They called him it. That's his nickname.
Hey, gotcha.
All right, that's going to do it for us here at Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Sorry for coming out a day late. Deal with it. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Sign up. for all of the extra content, all the extra access. You know what it is. For Black Trey, for Black Jesus, for Jerv, for Jason and Juju, I would be reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.